This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I need to slow my roll just a little bit because I got 2 hours to go here. And we actually flew out to Alaska, just to kind of give you a heads up as to what I'm talking about, 2 days ago. So we drove for 5 hours. And we flew for 5.5 from Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport all the way into Anchorage, Alaska. And then once we got here, we actually did Glen Allen High School last night. So we're out here doing events. And then we're going to be at another local event here in Alaska doing what we're called to do, Luke 19:10. And in the process, folks, I am telling you what, we are about the work of the Lord's hands at every step of the way. And I'm happy to be here because payday to me, my friends, is actually doing the stuff. And doing the stuff to me, again, friends, is actually being out there with you people, you good people, because you're worth it every step of the way. Now, folks, again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you would like to at any time call in, you may. We are hooked up on Stack here in Alaska, and that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that as well, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. I think we're up to about 400,000 friends that are interacting on a daily basis between that and my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one. Again, Bradley Dean one double E double E. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. The measure of our conduct is found in He who is risen, in He who sits at the right hand of our Father in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. His name is Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. So, folks, again, there's much to cover, and I just kind of want to sporadically go through my thoughts as to what's been going on over the last week. And this is what I'd like to talk about today more than anything, a couple things, first hour and second hour. But just this last week, I get a live feed from an individual who befriended me. And I had no idea who he was. I vetted him a little bit. We accepted him as a friend. We put him up on our Facebook account. And in the process, I noticed someone tagged my account. And what they tagged my account with was a video. And I thought, well, what is this? And again, I didn't know this individual. And he was brand new to my Facebook friends. And all of a sudden, I looked on there, and I seen all the positive remarks. And I thought, well, what's this? So I clicked onto it, and I watched for it was a 10-minute video. I watched the first minute, and then I watched the second minute. And, folks, the whole video was based on, this was the essence of it, the 2 minutes that I watched. Folks, you may as well just get over the inevitable, he said. The Republic, as you know it, is going to be destroyed. There's nothing that you can do about it, he said. And, folks, I want to tell you something. That is the furthest thing from biblical truth. Because what we need to be magnifying here, friends, is the works of the Most High God, first and foremost. And secondly, I'm curious to know how it is that anybody calls themselves a Christian and can offer hopelessness to the world when that's all that Christ offers to a Christian is hope. And that depends upon where you put your eyes. Because you need to keep in mind that he is the author and the finisher of your faith. If he's the author of your faith and the finisher of your faith, he doesn't offer you hopelessness. He's the redeemer, friends. He's the savior. But we have all these burnt hippies. And of course, friends, he was out of the 60s and 70s movement offering nothing but hopelessness. Folks, where is that in Scripture? Nowhere can you find in Scripture, friends, anywhere, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, nowhere can you find the Lord forsake a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. The reason people are forsaken is because they have forsaken the Lord. The Lord has not forsaken them. And even at times, friends, when you're faithless, he remains faithful, it tells us in the book of Timothy. And the fact of the matter is, friends, the cycle of man is they depart wickedly from God. They reap what they sow. They submit to tyrants the way that the American people are today. When they offer hopelessness, it means that they've given themselves over to a tyrant, a minion of the devil himself. That country at large is destroyed by that dictator. Countries are destroyed. And then what happens after the fact when millions and millions of people have been killed by that dictator that they submitted themselves to? And then the countries are destroyed at large on a global basis. Then man returns to the God that they should have never departed from in the first place. The only place in Scripture I can find a place, friends, where you may as well throw your hands up is when you war against heaven. That's the only place. But when you repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ, no matter in what state you are, read Leviticus 26, you'll see that God is still merciful, and he'll bestow his mercy upon a people that return back unto him regardless. So when you're seeing and you're hearing people out there offer you hopelessness, friends, it's because they themselves have departed wickedly from God, and it's a state of despair. But you're never in a place in this life where there's absolutely zero hope, friends. Because you can always return back unto your Heavenly Father. And really what it reminds me of more than anything, friends, is when you think of in Numbers 14, when you look at Caleb and Joshua going forth, grabbing some fruit from the land, returning back to the children of Israel, saying there's good land. The Lord has given unto us the good land. But the people responded to Joshua and Caleb, who wholly followed the Lord. You know what they said, friends? They said, let's pick up stones and stone, Joshua and Caleb. Those that give the good report today, for some reason or another, are stoned by them that offer hope. They're stoned by them, friends, that don't offer hope. And they stone those that do offer hope, is what I'm saying. And I want to tell you something one more time, friends, before we get to this topic, because I am sick and tired of these burnt hippies offering a whole bunch of, and a whole lot of hopelessness through their eschatology, friends, saying that we're going to be raptured. And friends, let me say this. They want to be raptured from responsibility, and they surely don't want a guy like me doing what they themselves have left off, because they don't want to be shown for who they really are. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio. Be right back on the other side.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Glen Allen, Alaska today, friends. We're doing some events out here. We did Glen Allen High School yesterday, and we got some more events tonight. We got another one coming up Wednesday, and then we are back home before we hit it again somewhere next month in the United States of America. We will be out and about doing this stuff, friends, as we call it here in the ministry. As I was talking about right during the first segment there, friends, an individual posted on a live feed on my Facebook a video telling the American people that there's absolutely nothing we can do. It's the inevitable. America is going to be destroyed. I want to tell you something. That's the furthest thing from the biblical truth, every sense of the word. It reminds me of what it says in Numbers 14 in Joshua, verse 6, and Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. Now listen carefully as to what Joshua and Caleb said. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, God's people, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. And then they said to the people, only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Now I want you to listen carefully. Listen to how the people responded to the good report. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. Now, if they're bringing a good report back to the people, why is it that they themselves would want to stone someone that was bringing them into the good land? I want to tell you why. Because they weren't willing to take responsibility to see it through. But see, Joshua and Caleb were. See, they wholly followed the Lord. And see, the Lord tells us that if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. The Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel, it tells us that tell the righteous that it will be well with them. Hey, folks, regardless of life or death in the process of bearing our cross, tell the righteous that it will be well with them. But, folks, when you begin to dissect Numbers 14, you can understand why they had a problem with Joshua and Caleb. Because they were rebelling against the Lord. They were disobedient people. And folks, when you look at the message that's being offered by these end timers today, friends, what is it? Oh, there's nothing we can do. They praise the wicked, they highlight and they magnify the crimes of the wicked while they fail to take responsibility and keep the commandments of the Lord in dealing with the wicked. Now, notice this, friends, as well, because I can make this applicable to what's going on in this country today. It says, neither fear ye the people of the land. Hey, folks, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you again, friends, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who left America, who went back to Germany, and I don't say this with an easy flow, friends, in the sense of that not everybody doesn't struggle with this. Everybody does struggle with this. But by the grace of God, I'm not moving. Dietrich Bonhoeffer went back to confront the likes of Adolf Hitler, and he was the one that was responsible for saying, he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. See, it comes down to this, friends, who do you fear? And we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we know by the fear of the Lord, men depart from lawlessness, iniquity. There it is right there. Because men want to go on in their sin, they now fear the dictator rather than the creator of all life because they don't want to repent for their sin. They're revolters. They're rebellious towards God. Now, going back to the fear of the people, isn't it interesting? And I want to ask you a question, friends. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can call in. We're broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska right now. Isn't it interesting that over 318 million people capitulate in the face of a dictator, wannabe, effeminate, sodomite, advocating transgender criminal? They're more afraid of him and a handful of people than they are the God that they say they serve, all 78% in America. And yet America will sit there and listen to show host after show host after show host that will magnify hopelessness because they say, we have no hope, we turn away from the Lord, and we go on and serve our gods, and we think everything's going to be okay. You might want to check history on that one, friends, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And the fact of the matter is, those that understand the power of God unto salvation, you have nothing to fear. The Bible says, friends, that the devils believe and tremble. That's putting the fear in the right spot. There's a fear of God, and there's a diabolical fear that the devils and his little useful idiot minions have towards them that are actually filled with the Holy Ghost, who have all power and authority over all the works of the enemy. So, folks, you have it backwards here. But how is it that 318 million people capitulate in the face of a handful of people that they know are destroying their country? It shows you who you love. You love sin. You love sin to offer hopelessness. And that's what these end timers offer, is nothing but a love for sin. That's why they tell the next generation, there's no hope, it's inevitable, it's all over. You may as well enjoy it, this individual said on my live feed on Facebook. You may as well enjoy it while you have it. But I want to tell you something, America. You don't know what you have until it's gone. It's pretty, how would I say this? It's a lack of thought on this individual's part to say, go ahead and enjoy it while you have it. Because what they do, friends, as they offer hopelessness, they somehow or another have deceived themselves into believing that they belong to God, when in fact God has nothing to do with them, because the Bible tells us in the book of Timothy, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity, lawlessness. Depart from it. And why is that? Because we've been redeemed from it through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. And his laws have been written upon our hearts and our minds, the Holy Ghost bearing witness to all truth. So if we have the laws written within our hearts and our mind, and Jesus said in Psalm 42 and in Hebrews 10 that he delights to do the will of God, how is it that these offer hopelessness? Folks, Because if the church would simply keep the commandments of God, his statutes and his judgments to keep and to do them when they're born of the Holy Spirit, Ezekiel 36, how is it that they offer hopelessness? If they understand the power of God unto salvation the way that David did when he took on Goliath, or Gideon did when he took on the oppressors, the Midianites, or when Moses did when he dealt with the Hivites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, so on and so forth. How is it that they had enough confidence in the Lord to know that he would deal with their enemies, but these people that claim that they're born of the Spirit of God, they have no idea what they're talking about, because that's why they offer hopelessness, because they themselves don't even know the Christ. Hey, friends, listen to me carefully. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. You can have a head knowledge all day as to what the letter saith, but God speaks to the heart, not the head. And if he doesn't have your heart, you don't belong to him. Because if you go back to Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, he said you're to seek him with the whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you will find him. Now, if you seek him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you don't find him, God's a liar, and I speak as a man. The fact of the matter is you're not giving him your whole heart, your whole mind, and your soul. Friends, you're not giving him all that you have. Matter of fact, in the New Testament, it mimics, it emulates, it parrots the exact same thing when it says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. He wants the heart. Yesterday when I was doing Glen Allen High School, I told everybody, my last words were this: he is who he says he is, but we need to meet him on his terms. And I want to tell you, when you meet him the way that David met him, speaking of the enemies at large and who we are to fear, keep in mind it was David that was filled with the Holy Ghost, that was trained up out at the sheep cot as he fought off a lion and as he fought off a bear, that came to the church of the day, namely under Saul's rebellious reign, and he sat there and watched the children of Israel watch one man named Goliath defy the armies of the living God. And here's little David, who was tending the sheep, told to go give and to feed the armies of Israel, brings food up to him, and said, hang on a second, why are you guys all standing here watching this monster, this giant named Goliath? Why are you allowing him to defy the armies of the living God? If you belong to God and you call yourself the children of Israel, which you are, but where is the fear of the Lord that you would stand back and allow this to take place? What did David do? He said, I can do this. Matter of fact, I'll have his head. Hey, folks, we're going to come right back to this. We're just getting lit. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Those that are dead in sin, they know nothing of the living Christ whatsoever. And I'm sick of it, folks, and so should you be. He is alive forevermore. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to Canada's Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I want to let you know something. It's interesting in the book of Jeremiah, when the Lord would send prophets, or even the gifting of the prophetic, because the Bible tells us that all can prophesy, but namely the prophetic. And by the way, the church should be operating together, regardless if it's the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, or the pastor. Our end aim should all be the same. We should be unifying to the bond of peace, which is by the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 4. Folks, let me say this. In the book of Jeremiah, it tells us that they wouldn't answer the prophetic. If you're wondering why, when you listen to the show, we get phone calls. Folks, I get more emails than anything after the radio show. I get more responses and I get phone messages taking shots at the things that I say. Not always. That's usually the squeaky wheel that I'm highlighting there. But the fact of the matter is people don't answer what I'm saying on air because they can't. It's like when I speak. It's like when I do radio. It's like when I do events. Hey, folks, if you want my opinion, I can give it to you, but I'm not giving you my opinion. See, the Word of God is infallible. It's immovable. It's immutable. Folks, it's not going anywhere. It's not going to shift. It's not going to lower the standard to appease your sinful lifestyle. That's why people don't respond. What do they say to this? How do I call in and respond to this? Well, folks, it's interesting because what I'm highlighting right now is a live feed that I got on my Facebook of a guy offering hopelessness to my friends. I mean, you want to talk about barking up the wrong tree, friends? He did. These end timers, and that's what I'm going to highlight here, friends. These end timers, they want to be raptured from responsibility. And while they hasten hopelessness and offer hopelessness to others, what they're doing is they're adding condemnation and damnation unto themselves. Because the word tells us in the book of Amos, prepare to meet your judge. They're going to have to answer for leaving off the truth of the word of God when they were offering hopelessness to the people. Hey, folks, Savior means that he's offering hope to the lost. Savior means he saves you from yourself in spite of you. Savior is one that saves, right? So when you look towards a Savior, there's nothing offered but hope. But these people don't offer you hopelessness. They're telling you, just like this individual said, it's inevitable. The Constitution, the country that you know, it's going to be destroyed. There's nothing we can do about it. All 1.7% of the population is destroying 318 million people, and we're letting them do it because we love our sin more than we love God. That's what they're saying. And first of all, they speak of God like he's some foreigner. And the fact of the matter is they speak to him as a foreigner because they're not adopted by the Holy Ghost. They don't know who he is because they have a head knowledge of him. They don't have a heart knowledge. They don't know him as a man knows a woman intimately. They don't know him. They don't know the power of God unto salvation whatsoever. And folks, this is the stuff. As a matter of fact, when you go to any of these meetings, I've been to one of them. And interestingly enough, these gloom and doomers, as we call them, again, friends, they're nothing but a bunch of 60s and 70s burnt hippies that have no idea who Christ is or the Word of God because they don't practice what they preach. They have a head knowledge. And what they do is they offer and they praise the wicked every step of the way during their events. And there's 3,000 to 5,000 people that are there all the same. There's no kids there. And I want to tell you why there's no kids there, because if there was kids there after listening to their messages, what they'd want to do is go to the local hardware store and get some rope and go hang themselves, because there's no sense in moving on. And these people that offer this hopelessness, they have no idea what it means to seek and save that which is lost. They stay safely in their little building until judgment comes upon them, and rightly so for their lack of obedience to the commandments of God. Because had they kept the commandments of God, we wouldn't be where we're at today. Just think about that. They're the ones that are responsible for where we are as a country because they fail to judge within as Scripture commands us to do. And then they begin to create things in their own delusional, fleshly, carnal minds, like the word rapture, and they're going to be raptured out of this, as if to suggest that God's going to raise up an army and take them out before the battle. No, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to. Here it is. Fight for, just like they did during the time of the Revolution, just like they did during World War I and World War II. And folks, keep in mind, in Scripture, in the book of Acts, Peter was preaching in the last days. In the last days. That was 2,000 years ago. And also keep in mind that the Lord is faithful unto 1,000 generations. We are not near 1,000 generations yet, friends. But again, here they are. Well, we know the signs of the times. Yep. And you hasten them all the more because you keep off the commandments of God. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. America, it's time to turn the word of God on. It's time to turn your ears open to the truth and your eyes to the truth, rather than listening to these liars because they know not the truth. During the last segment, I was talking about David. Here's the account, 1 Samuel 17, verse 20. Listen carefully. Tell me if this sounds familiar, America. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper and took and went. And Jesse, his dad, had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and ran into the army and ran into the army. Friends, I heard a preacher one time say, if you see a good fight, get into it. Get into it, but see it through. See it to the end, friends. If you see a fight, get into it. Set it straight. Let the righteousness be established and let it conquer the unrighteousness and the wicked at large. Verse 23, 1 Samuel 17. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. He was defying the armies of the living God. And notice in 1 Samuel 17, they threw great specificity, detailed the largeness and the massiveness of Goliath. And all of the armies of Israel stood back because they were afraid of one man. Now, America, let me take that in parallel to an effeminate, sodomite, foreigner criminal that's in the White House. At least Israel, in a sense, played the man that they were afraid of someone that was three times bigger than they were. They weren't running from a little effeminate sodomite pansy that was being allowed to destroy their country, even going so far as to make their children a prey through transgenderism. But America, you already knew that. At least there was a little dignity left within the children of Israel. At least they stood down to somebody that was three times bigger than they were. But the fact of the matter is they didn't see the God that was 10 million times bigger than the Goliath that they were afraid of. But here we go. David left his carriage. As he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. America, do you hear this? To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. To he who has eyes, let him see. Let him hear. And all the men of Israel, when they saw Goliath, they fled from him and were sore afraid. They were afraid of Goliath, just like the American men today that are afraid of the effeminate, sodomite, foreigner criminal in the White House. But as I said, at least they had a little dignity. In America, there's none of that left because the men in America today are standing down when they should be standing up. They're sitting on the couch watching a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball. Or a bunch of men that study for or practice for hours and hours and hours to knock a little ball into the dirt. Or they watch a bunch of men on a court going back and forth like a bunch of hoodlums fighting over a ball to get it into the hoop. A pig ball, mind you. That's how ridiculous America has become. And you think not, America, that you're under judgment? You think that you're not in trouble, friends? The Lord says, shall I not avenge my soul on such a nation as this? You better bet your bottom dollar that's what's going on. So you don't realize, friends, the bigness of our God in righteousness or in judgment. And by the way, it's all the same because he is the same. But listen. As he talked with them, there came up the champion, the Philistine. All the men of Israel, when they seen Goliath, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. Hey, folks, keep in mind the children of Israel were at least out there to fight. In America, they're not even willing to fight. They just turn their back. They just turn the TV back on. They just love to complain about what the problems are in this country. And that's what they do. They magnify the problems. As they stand down, and again, keep in mind, 318 million people sit down in the face of less than 1.7% of the population, and you let them destroy your country and even attack your children. Wow. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel? He's come up, speaking of Goliath. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in all Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by. Friends, I have to bring this to a consummation because this point is so smack on with where we're at in America and the effeminism and the lack of Christ in men to offer hopelessness to a generation that has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. We're going to come right back to this on the other side of the break. 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Okay, much anticipation. I will bring this forth to a consummation, friends, before the first hour, and we're going to be pulling over onto the others of the second hour. I'm going to go off and share with you scripturally, friends, actually expose these end timers for what they are, because they, again, friends, they sicken me to the core, and they offer nothing but hopelessness, and you run into them at every corner. But notice the age, friends. Notice who they are and what decade they came out of, what generation they came out of. It's the same ones. Now, this is a generation that's still high on some sort of illegal street drug, and they're trying to tell people as to who Jesus is when, in fact, they have no idea who he is. Remember, these are the people that came out of the free love movement, friends. Let me tell you something. Yeah, love is free, but when you have it, I'll tell you what, there's a great cost to real love. And you can see that on the cross of Jesus Christ. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brothers. Therein is the essence of real love. The cross is right in the center of it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Okay, you see that? The cross is right down the center of real love. And that is real love. So when they talk about free love, friends, they get licentiousness messed up, friends. It's lascivious, and it's licentious love. It's a carnal, lustly, graceless, sloppy, gross, iniquity-filled version of man's fallen state. That's what they equate love to. But real love is found in the risen Christ, friends. And I want to tell you what, it tolerates nothing that God hates. And that's, furthermore, friends, what I'm talking about, that it's interesting to note, And I love when I get caught up into these conversations with the Holy Ghost, because the fact of the matter is it an amazing cue that 78% of the people in this country can actually be at peace with the world that's at war with their God? You know, I had a guy tell me the other day when I was having a conversation with him, he said, you know me, he goes, I'm pretty much at peace with everybody. And I'll tell you what, it rose up on me really quick, the Holy Ghost did. You know, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep the precepts of the Most High God, those that are faithful to the things that God has bestowed upon them. Okay? I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and depart from lawlessness, and by the fear of the Lord, those that perfect holiness, 2 Corinthians 7. Right? See, these people have no idea what that's about. They just talk about peace with this person. Hey, folks, you're at peace with the people that are murdering babies in the womb. You're at peace with the people, a small minority of people that are destroying your country, that are making your children a prey. And you're at peace with them, and you think that you have the love of God shed abroad in your heart? Really? What did he save you from, friends? Well, he saved you from hell. Well, let me ask you another question. What did he save you for? Oh, I've never been asked that before. I know. Well, I just asked you, what have you been saved for? And that's what you're going to have to. You're going to have to fill that question mark with an exclamation. Let me get back over to this, friends. 1 Samuel 17. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man come up, speaking of Goliath? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, well, the king will enrich him. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, this foreigner, that he should defy the armies of the living God? Barack Hussein Obama, Kevin Schiff told me, former CIA agent, wanted me to tell you, friends, that his whole objective is to destroy your Christian heritage, to destroy the Constitutional Republic. And for 7 3/4 years, the American people have been standing by in the face of an effeminate sodomite criminal, and they've been letting him do what he wills at will. And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eli, David's older brother, heard when he spake unto the man. Listen carefully. And Eli's anger was kindled against David, because David was willing to take on Goliath with all confidence. And he said, why did you come down here? And with whom hast thou left the house with those few sheep in the wilderness? He goes to David. He goes, I know your pride. Wait a second. David was a young man that was tending the sheep. What do you mean you know his pride, Eli? He's just willing to stand up and do what you're unwilling to do. He said, Eli said to David, I know your pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done, America? David said, is there not a cause? America, is there not a cause? Was it good enough for your grandpas and grandmas and your dads and your moms and your uncles and your aunts and your friends and your neighbors and your cousins to fight, bleed, and die to establish the freedom by putting themselves and making themselves to be the sacrifice that you can remain a free people? Is it good enough for them to do the sacrificing, and is good enough for you to live in the sacrifice in which they died to give that you might be a free people? Do you not understand, friends, that freedom is not the right to do what you want to do? Freedom is the right to do what you ought to do. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And let me tell you something. If you've been truly set free, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed, gratitude for what he did on the cross of Jesus Christ leads to holiness. And if you're so thankful for what they did in the spiritual and in the natural, you'll let nobody defy, desecrate anything that they fought blood and died to give you. But America, you stand down and allow an administration to desecrate the memories of the millions that have fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms in which you now have today. And I love to tell you, America, do you realize that you are tolerating the very things that many fought, bled, and died fighting against in your own backyards? Do you not realize that I'm talking to you, America? I'm not talking to a third world country. And he turned toward him and spake after the manner, and the people answered and began after the former manner. And when David heard the words which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. David said, I can surely take on this Goliath. David said to Saul the king, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and a man he is from a youth, a man of war, speaking of Goliath. And David said unto the king, David, he who is a man after God's own heart, said to the disobedient king, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took out a lamb of the flock. And I went after him, and smote him, and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him, said David. Oh, David's the guy in Psalm 18 that said, by my God, I can go through a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall. When you get a moment, go to Psalm 27 as well, friends, because you'll see that it wasn't a good idea to play with David in any sense of the word, because no matter where David went, whithersoever he went, the word tells us the Lord was there to deliver him out of the hands of his enemies. And I went out after him and smote him, said David, and delivered it out of his mouth. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, David said, and this uncircumcised Philistine Goliath shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. America, this administration, along with several that preceded this administration, have defied the armies of the living God. The days of diplomacy are over, America. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise. America, the days of compromising with your enemy are over with. Compromise is where two men get together and agree on what they both know is wrong. You're looking for an excuse is not to stand up and draw the line in the sand the way that your forefathers did and trusted God and God acted. They did all they could do and they left up the results to God and God answered. And David said, moreover, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with thee. David girded himself up and he threw it off because that which they put on him was not tried. It didn't fit. It's like the religious hypocrites of the day. It doesn't work. Your armor is it's a figment of your imagination. You don't even have armor on because you don't realize that you're in a real warfare. You know nothing of Ephesians 6. You know nothing of the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and your loins to be girt about with truth and your feet to be prepared with the gospel of peace or the sword of the Spirit of God. You don't even recite the word of God because you don't, lest you offend a heathen by actually inciting the word of Christ. You're ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You deny the Christ and rest assured he will deny you on that day as well. He will deny you on that day as well. David wasn't doing that. Neither is a real Christian doing that today in America. The Philistine came on and drew near unto David, verse 41, 1 Samuel 17, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. Folks, we're going to get to the rest of this on the other side. Hour two coming up, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. Be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.